Good evening, good
Love
evening, and God bless
Radio.
You. Hallelujah. I love you. God bless you, everyone. Under the sound of my voice, I do apologize for coming in late. Hallelujah. I thank God I had some things going on that I had to take care of immediately, or I would have been without. So I bless God for everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank God for you, and especially you. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God because without God, we have nothing and we are nothing. Sometimes it's good to take people's advice, and sometimes it's not good to take people's advice. I thank you and bless you for coming to woman, man to man, boy to girl. God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to read a little bit of Psalms 37. I'm going to read it in the NIV. It says, don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Glory be to God. Commit everything you do to the Lord. So we want to thank God this evening. I thank everyone under the same sound of my voice. I thank God for you, and especially and those that will listen later on. I am grateful. I have an attitude of gratitude. I am thanking God because a lot of times we're in such a hurry and end up going nowhere or getting upset because we did it wrong or we didn't get there on time or we didn't do it right. I was just listening to a pastor, T.D. Jakes, as he was saying, one of the persons said, I would love to come to your church with that parking lot. He said, well, then you don't want what God has for you because it's worth the walk. And I said, look at God. Sometimes we have to go out of our way to do the necessities to get what the Lord has for us, and we have to do it decent and in order. Yet, if you get there early, you'll get the best parking space. But if you don't get there, sometimes you do get there early and still don't get the right parking spaces. But at the end of the day, patience is still a virtue. And a lot of times we make excuses. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about, making excuses. Making excuses in reference to our health. Making excuses in reference to our wealth. I was at a Chinese restaurant and I was talking to a good-looking young man and I was telling him how important it was to vote. I said, even though our ancestors did not get to vote, you're able to vote for them. He said, I kind of see it that way. He said, I just don't get into politics and things of that nature. And I said, well, you're going to need to get into it. I said, you're young right now. I said, but I pray that you'll live to be old and older so that you can get into what is really going on in the world so that your vote can help someone. So we want to thank God for another day's journey. We want to thank God for we give honor to God this evening. We don't take for granted that God did it again just for us. We thank God for the trees and the birds and the bees. We thank God for the 90-something degrees, 100 degrees today. And I hope that you fare well and that you did good in that 90 degrees. And not only that you were wise and not wicked. And we're praying for the men, the women, the boys and girls, those that have to work in the sun, those that are in prisons down in the deep country who are on something called the chain gang, and they're actually chained one man or one woman to another. So, Lord, we thank you for that this season. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We thank you that we made it this far by faith. We thank you, Lord, because in all thy getting, you said to get an understanding. Help us to understand the good, the bad, the happy, the sad. I read a statement on social media when it said we can only go up from here. And I told God, I said, God, we got to get right or we're going to be left. And I said, God, help us to do it right and decent and in order. And we got to know that it's about the Lord Jesus and his timing. Is it his season for you to do this, that, or the other? Take care of yourself. Do what thus saith the Lord. Do it decent and in order because it's about the Lord Jesus. It's not even about us. And if we take the time and the opportunity to forget about those people or the family or my bestie, my best friend forever, and think on things that are lovely and pure, how many souls can I win? How many souls have I won so far this year? We already in the eighth month, we only got four to go. How many souls did I win to Christ? Not about what I'm going to wear to church or did you see how they act last night? Such and such passed by me there. It's not about that. Stop with your selfish motives and be concerned about souls. It is about souls. It's all about the souls. And we want to bless God for that. We thank God for what it is that he's doing. I asked a gentleman earlier, I said, well, can I use this for such and such a reason? I got no response, so I went and did like I normally do. And I said, God, I thank you. And I was able to do what I needed to do in this amount of time, 5 minutes over, but I'm here. And I bless God for it. I bless God for everyone under the sound of my voice. I bless God for you, 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 and especially you. Look at Psalms 37. It says, don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. Don't even envy those who do right. Because God gets the last say, and that's what we have to be in tune with. God has the last say. God, this hurts real bad. Oh, God, this is a lot. What am I going to do, Lord Jesus? Help me, Father God. But when we, glory be to God, God said, lift up a standard. When God lifts up a standard, God said he would not have you to be brethren. I would not have you to be ignorant. And when we get in this word and study it accordingly, God has a way out. He always makes a way out for his people that are called by his name. He will do what he says he will do, and in the right amount of time. But your timing is not his timing, as your season is not his season. You have to do things decent and in order and take care of yourself while you are doing it. Don't be in a hurry to get here, there, and everywhere and get sick along the way. I've been sick for 2 weeks, y'all. Couldn't talk the way I'm talking right now. I couldn't even get on the air one time. I couldn't even do my blog talk. It was a storm, and I kind of was like, God, I thank you for the storm. And the reason why I was saying, God, I thank you, because I was in so much pain. When you have something called trigeminal neuralgia and you can't really talk, that's a lot. And it hurts. Woo, it hurts bad. It's nothing to play with at all. And you're saying to yourself, God, when is it going to get better? When is this going to end? Lord, help me, God. I need your help. Will you help talk through your teeth so that you're not in pain? And I had to go somewhere and take care of business all last week, and I had to talk. And I was like, God. So when God gives you the medicines that are needed, use them. I just thought I would throw that in the mix. But we have to be careful as to how we are treating people, as to how we are doing, as to how we are living. The Bible teaches us to be careful for nothing. But in so doing, do diligently as unto the Lord. See, we're pleasing God. And as we please God, we'll be acceptable and pleasing and sometimes appeasing to man, our leaders, our employers, other employees. But you got to do. I had a young lady about 3 months ago. I said, I got some shoes for you. What size you wish? And she told me. She never came and got them. Well, I got a message from her last night, and she was stating. She said, I want the shoes. I said, well, they're for sale now because I'm having a yard sale the end of this week. I hope everyone will come out and bask in it. We're going to have goodies and freebies and all of that stuff. But she wants me to give them to her free. And I said, well, Lord, what should I do? God said, you told her that you would give them free. But you told her at that specific time, and she was like, you know, took you for granted. So now you don't have to do that. And that's where a lot of times people get upset with Christians because they take us for granted. Well, you said you was going to do this, and you're supposed to be saved, and you're such a Christian, quote, but I'm still saved. God didn't need any actors. He didn't say, you don't act like you say it. God don't need no actors, honey. God does not need, he needs you to be real or take a chill pill and go somewhere and sit down and be still, period, point blank. So when we're giving this word, make sure that we're giving it in spirit and in truth. Make sure we know that we know for sure and do not change God's word. I look in so many Bibles where they have changed it to appease man. And it's so much about prosperity, and it's not about the popularity of Jesus Christ. They're not preaching the cross anymore, but they're preaching the cost. Somebody got that. Mm-hmm. They're not preaching of Jesus is on his way back and there's a heaven and a hell, but they're preaching while we're in the land, God heal the land. Mm-hmm. They're not doing Second Chronicles anymore since COVID is supposedly over. Now they're back to still tablify. Are you coming to church today? Make sure you send your tithes and offerings if you don't make it. Okay. Be also ready. Know the word for yourself. So when they spit things out to you, you can spit them right back, just like a raffle. Mm-hmm. And also the Bible says, don't throw your pearls into swine. So if you're giving your monies to a man or woman of God that you know that is not, then you better ask God, God, am I doing this correctly? Am I doing this as you would have me to do it, Lord Jesus? Because I did that one time, and God, he got on me real, and I was like, well, God, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, God, I'm... But that wasn't what the Lord wanted. because I was more committed to the leaders than I was to the Lord Jesus. And it broke my heart because I thought I was where I thought I was in my forever place, you know. I was like Dorothy, you know, I'm good. But it turned out that it wasn't for me. I was being used and abused. But I allotted it to myself. I did it to myself. Because when God made a way of escape, I stayed in behind the gate. I was like, I like it here, Lord, I'm going to stay. So be you saints, get yourself together and do what thus, and I know I'm kind of going across the board, but I'm giving you what is giving me, hallelujah, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Be also ready. Know who your leaders are. Get to know them. Do the research on them. Is this where you truly want to be? And it's not called. A lot of people are doing the church hop or whatever. Whatever you got to do to get where you need to go, you do it for you. Because what God has for you is for you, and no one can take it away. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So be careful in everything that you say and do, even with your coworkers, even with your peers, even with the members of the body of Christ, because some of them are so sensitive. I talk to someone all the time. I talk to people all the time, and they're so sensitive. I'm like, Lord, when are they going to let go of the milk? Hallelujah. And I said, God, you know, who enjoys helping his servants? Then will I tell every one of your justice and goodness, and I will praise you all day long. But we have to get there. We've got to do what thus saith the Lord, and we've got to do it according to his words, because there are sensitive people, and you have to really, we kind of like tiptoe around them and be careful. Oh, am I offending this person? Lord, let me know what to say, because I know how they are, you know. We got to do what thus saith the Lord, because it says, don't worry about the weak, don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good, saints. Do good, because only what you do for Christ will last. Be like Paul that had the thorn in his side. He asked God three times, and God allotted and allowed him to know, my grace is sufficient. A lot of times we have illnesses and sicknesses, or we go through trials and tribulations, persecutions, accusations, and we see no end to it. But God is telling us, my grace is, I got you, boo. Hey, Carolyn, Jerry, Sonia, Elizabeth, I got you. Hey, I got you. I've got you, Renee. Just hold on a little while longer, for it is because of his mercy and his grace that we're not consumed. And from my understanding, God gives us new mercy every morning. So that's something that is needed for humans. And we don't see it like that, but it is what it is. And I'm going to close out with a prayer. Father God, we thank you, and we bless your name. I hope that what I've said, that it is learned, and that it is teachable, and that it has been taught with the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, that you are powerful and that you are awesome and that you are amazing and that you are a good God. I think that when someone will hear this later on who's had heart surgery, who's had a heart attack, who's had a stroke, an aneurysm, God, that you will bring them up and you will bring them out and they will give their testimony. God, we thank you because you did it again. We thank you. Even though COVID is slipping back in, God, and they're saying some of the shots are not working, we thank you because we know that you are a healer, both body, mind, and soul. Heal my sisters and my brothers. Heal the mothers and fathers. Heal nieces and nephews. Heal cousins. Heal the in-laws, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even the outlaws. Heal those that are in prison, that are in jail, that are in convalescent homes. Those that are in halfway houses, God. Those that are in the juvenile system, God. Touch right now, God, the correctional officers, the parole officers, the probation officers, God, and give them leniency in the name of Jesus. And when they come up and when they come out and when they're released and when they come up for probation, God, that they will be able to come home to their loved ones, a changed person, in the name of Jesus. You can do, because when you do it, it is a done deal, signed, sealed, and delivered. God, you are worthy of the praise, and because of your mercy and your grace, I'm able to talk tonight, and I don't have to talk through my teeth. I don't have to talk in pain. I thank you, God, because you are a healer, both body, mind, and soul. I thank you because of your stripes I am healed. I thank you that I didn't wake up to a flood. Glory be to God. I thank you that I didn't wake up to a tornado or a hurricane. I thank you that I didn't wake up to fire. Thank you. Thank can't look on Maui, Hawaii. I don't ever want to know what it's like to wake up and not even have anywhere to lay your head. Forever home is gone. Everything that they had is gone. Their vehicles, every material thing wiped out. Even their loved ones gone. But God bless them now. Somebody over in Hawaii is saved for real. Somebody believes in you and believes on your God and knows that you're able to keep them. God, touch right now the workers. God, touch the Red Cross. Touch God, Samaritan's Purse. Touch them and let them do what they're supposed to do and what is needed. Touch the government that will give exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask for, God. Touch right now in our finances, God, in our bank accounts, God, in our savings, our checking accounts, God, in our 401ks, God, in our CDs, God, touch and put the money back. Thank you, God, because when I went in my bank account on today, there was money in there that I didn't even know was in there. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you that I'm a tithe payer. I thank you that I'm an offering giver, God. Because you said it's better to give than to receive. And I thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're doing on the inside. Save me even the more. Purge me of iniquities, God. Bring me up and bring me out in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said you bring me before great men and women, and I see you doing a marvelous work, and I receive what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you that you're doing it just for me. Little old me, God, you did not have to do, but I'm grateful, and I've got an attitude of I thank you for my healing, God. I thank you for the symptoms. I thank you because you're a way maker, God, and I serve you diligently, and I believe that you're going to do it again. Hallelujah. For my children and my children's children and the future generations, God. But God, oh, when you come for me, let me be ready, willing, and able, God, so that I can hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. God, I want to walk the streets of gold. I want to live in a mansion untold. I want to, hallelujah, I want to dwell with the saints forever, God. Hallelujah, live with you and reign with you, God. When you judge me, God, you will see that I did the things that were needed, God. Even in your absence of me, God, when you turned your head when I was so glutton and sinful, when I was prostituted and polluted and prostituting my body. Hallelujah, God. You still love me. Yeah. Woo! Glory be to God. When I was thinking and sin, God, thinking, God, when I was robbing and stealing, God, and almost killing, you made a way of escape for me. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting me run into the First Lady Mormon. And how we went way back to the 70s of how we learned and were taught by one of the greatest leaders ever, Elder James Henry Turner, and we say thank you. We didn't understand at the time as little girls, as children, Lord, but we know better now. And we say thank you, kind master, because you made us whole. You not only called us, but we were chosen. We were a chosen generation. We were just little babies, 11 and 12 and 13, 14, 15, and 16 years old. And the mothers were hard on us, the missionaries and evangelists, the elders and the ministers, the deacons and the stewards, and they were rough. But you brought us up and brought us out, God. And we say thank you. So many have gone on, but you kept us for such a time as this. And we appreciate and adore you. Thank you, God, for life. Is worth living. That man, that woman, that boy, girl that wants to take their life, that wants to slit their throat or slit their wrist, that wants to shoot their head to their brains come out. God, tell them it's worth living. Assign angels right around here in Richmond County and the surrounding counties all over the world, the continents. Give them another chance, another dance, another stance, God. Let them know that they can heal, forgive, live, and move forward, God. Help us to thrive, strive, survive, and stay alive. Help us to love when loving is not easy, God. You love me. Yes, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, kind master. You didn't have to do it, God. I was a wretched sinner undone, God. Not even worthy of the vocation, but you were married to the backslider. And I thank you that you did not divorce him. I thank you that you kept me as Hosea was with Gomer. I thank you for such a time as this, God. We're living in the last days while the evil days come now, God, but we ain't seen nothing yet, God. It's because of you, God. You told your father, you said, God, give her another chance. Dead and not now. Thank you for the heavenly language, God, that only you know, not even the angels in heaven, God. I thank you for the interpretation of knowing that I made it this far by faith. Get God Almighty from Zion. And I'm going to continue to make it. Hallelujah. I've got a home on the other side. This old building, Lord, keeps on leaning. And there's a storm out in the ocean. Good God Almighty. And it's moving this old way. And if your soul's not anchored, you will surely slip away. So, God, we bless you. And we thank you, social media, Instagram, TikTok. We thank you, Facebook and Twitter. We thank you for all the ministries that allot and allow me to come on. I say thank you, great men and women of God. I say thank you to all the churches that allot me to come in and just fellowship with you. I say thank you. And if I've hurt or wounded God or distorted or just said something that was out of the contrary to someone, I ask for forgiveness, God. Forgive me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I thank and I praise you, for today is the day of salvation. I offer you this Jesus. He is sweet, I know. Read Romans 10, 9 through 11. I promise you, you won't go wrong. And until the next time, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, I love you. And remember, there's nothing you can do but just love me back. It costs you nothing to love me. It's the last commandment that Jesus left. Love on one another. Take someone to breakfast, to lunch, to dinner, afternoon snack. Go by and check on somebody. How you doing? I just wanted to make sure you're okay. God, we need one another. Families come back together. No more family reunion, but family gatherings. We're tired of coming to funerals, and we're tired of coming to memorials and this, that, and the other, and home going. I want to see you. I want to hold you. I want to hug you. I want to touch you. I want to love on you again. Help us to forgive. Hallelujah, to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, and we honor you, God, and we appreciate you, and we adore you. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, God, and I feel you down on the inside. I thank you for resonating, God, on the outside. I thank you, God, that I'm not lukewarm, but I'm hot. You, Jesus, and I'm not cold for the enemy, God. Once upon a time, God, I didn't know my way, God, but I thank you, God, that you took the scales off of my eyes, and I can see clearly now. God bless you and keep you, everyone under the sound of my voice, and those that will listen later on, and know that God will make a way for you. Talk to God. Cast your cares upon him. He's sweet, I know. And remember this Saturday from 8 to 12 that I'll be out in the yard set. I'm going to be giving away things for little children. I have new shoes. I have Mittley used shoes. And I want you to come out and be a blessing, because this is going to go to my blanket ministry and for other personal uses. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. I hope that I have been a blessing to you. Glory to be to God. God bless you again. Love you. Take care of yourself. Until Friday, noonday prayer, the Lord's will. Woo! And our sister is hungry.